Business Association Lives is the story of a man, of a husband, of a honest citizen, of his ambition and of his dreams. It could be your story. Episode 1, A Life Change.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kevin Diop, and today I want to tell you a story, or rather, the story of how my life changed from one moment to the next. I don't know if it has changed for the better, but it has changed, and change is the spice of life. For 15 years, I was a business development consultant. We had a small consultancy office, not a PricewaterhouseCoopers nor a Deloitte, a small consultancy. My wife, Helen, John, Rachel, and myself, a good small and close-knit team. The income was not great, but it allowed my family to live well. Helen and I have one daughter, Mary. I'm telling you about my daughter because in some way she has been the vehicle for the change in my life, indirectly, of course. But at the end of the day, children are the gift that keeps on giving, often the reason for our lives. From birth to the first step, from the first day of school to adolescence and onwards, they are certainly the engine, or rather one of the main engines of our changes. Well, Mary, 10 years old at the time, she's now 12, plays volleyball. A wonderful and ridiculous sport, as my grandmother used to say.
Why can they see they will break their knees one day or another?
Little by little, Mary befriends Adia, a nice girl with an excellent attacker. Her floating serves are legendary. Moreover, Adia happens to be the daughter of an important local businessman, Farid Ahmed, a giant in the ready-made garment industry. And so, between a jump serve and a block from Mary, amidst the cheers of the parents, Farid became interested in our consulting firm and hired me for a small job, the application of the balanced scorecard system in one of his branches. Apparently, he liked our work and finds it useful, exactly what he expected. Of course, I was happy to have worked for and received the esteem of an important businessman, but things did not end there. I don't know exactly what happened, but since it is Farid, he probably contacted our clients to get a detailed opinion on our work. One day, and I still remember it, on 20th January 2021, during a match.
Well done, Adia. Great block. And oh, by the way, what a great serve from Mary. The two friends really understand each other. Kevin, I have to talk to you. Come to my office on Monday. It's important.
Frankly, I didn't know what to expect. Helen, my wife, who always pretends to have it all figured out, was telling me that he might want to offer me another consultancy project or tell us about his failed marriage, as Adia's mother hadn't been seen at the games for a long time. So it was with interest, but perhaps also with some anxiety, that I went to the appointment.
Mr. Diop, welcome. Mr. Farid is waiting for you.
Farid is a real character. He's proud of his achievements, an empire that started with a small company inherited from his father, which then grew, thanks to his brilliant skills, to now have 20,000 employees and exports all over the world. Well, that day, I learned something about Farid that I didn't yet know.
Kevin, I'm a board member of the National Garment Association.
I didn't know much about the world of business associations, but it was certainly one of the best-known business associations in the country, as it often appeared in the press. To be honest, I didn't even know who the president was. Farid was direct, as only a great business person can be.
The association president, Grace Come, has asked me to appoint a new executive director. The association is not going through a good time, and we need a person with experience. Someone different who can speak the language of business. You are the right person.
Ferry told me about the family business historical affiliation with the Garment Association. His father had been a member all his life, and Farid, as his business empire grew, had continued to pay the annual membership dues, but frankly, without much enthusiasm, without exactly seeing the value of his membership, he had been on the verge of leaving it.
Why spend money unnecessarily? I have paid my membership fees for years and I have never received anything in return.
However, he had suddenly changed his mind and he was to explain.
I decided to modernize the garment association and make it more efficient. My business, as you know, has grown a lot and very fast. I think I can manage to modernize a business association with 30 employees, can't I?
So he stood for election to the board of directors, a peculiar election due to the pandemic.
Maybe I stood for election precisely because of the pandemic, because of the luxury of free time at home I never had before. So, yeah, that's why I decided to go into that area.
And as he was not only a successful businessman, but also a fantastic leader, not only in courtesy, he knew how to inspire. He had it easy and was elected. And then he told me once again.
You are the right person. You start in a month, after New Year's Eve.
The financial offer was interesting, although he hadn't even asked me if I would accept. It was given that I would join the Garment Association. Both stunned and excited, without uttering the ritual words, let me think about it and I'll tell you in a few days, I replied that I'd accept the challenge. When Farid makes a decision, he carries out. In this case, I was either the victim or the beneficiary. You be the judge. On the way home, doubts thickened like smoke in my little car. It was raining and the steam was thickening on the car window. I trudged home, not even thinking about running the windscreen wipers and turning on the air to defog the windows. I was not exactly greeted as a hero at home.
So I lose a business partner and probably a husband all at the same time? You know that the executive director of an association can have important institutional functions? You will have to attend late afternoon board meetings, participate in boring business club initiations, deal with conservative old businessmen.
I tried to be convincing with my answers and explained that I wanted to be part of a change, that Farid is a brilliant person and that I would become a character, or rather one of the protagonists of a success story for the board association and also for society and the country.
You talk like a politician. You, managing 30 people when you can even manage a 10-year-old girl? I don't know what Farid saw in you.
The first day of work came in the blink of an eye. There was an atmosphere of irritated curiosity on the faces of the staff. They were probably all trying to guess who this stranger was, who was now in charge of an experienced and, they thought, close-knit team. The deputy director, Abdul, with 20 years in the association, he entered as an intern, moved to the legal department, and after many years, he was promoted to the deputy director. He was quite explicit.
The team was expecting me to be appointed director after Mr. Ku's resignation. We know that you have never worked in an association. Who brought you here?
I did not answer the question, but called a meeting with all the heads of department. As you know, I have worked in the private sector, but never in a business association. I must learn, and in order to learn, I first have to understand where we stand. I have been told that we do not have an annual report, so I would like you to bring me the following data. How many members do we have, and how has membership evolved over the last 10 years? Financial statements for the last 5 years, a detailed report on the portfolio of services, some examples of recent research work. I was proud of myself. I had reacted head-on to an adverse environment, and in this case, being stern had given me credibility. In fact, I had always been very successful in my consultancy. I was no fool after all. As Farid had anticipated, it was basically a dusty office. Few stuff changes in the last 6-7 years. A sort of family, complacent, aging without seeing that the world was changing. Not particularly high salaries, no productivity bonuses. The mentality of a public sector employee. I'm not going to look for more work if it doesn't come to my desk. But somehow, I saw a niche of expertise and colleagues with whom I could collaborate. I had to find the key, the right key. On the afternoon of that first day, the first board meeting was scheduled. At 3 p.m., it was my baptism. I was excited, but also stunned. Farid had evasively told me,
Don't have high expectations.
At 3 p.m. sharp, the president, Farid, and two other colleagues and well-known businessmen entered the room.
We can start. Miss Sadia, our Minister of Blue Jeans, is joining us by Zoom. And Mr. Zama might join, but no, he's on holiday in the Maldives.
I was really stunned. Out of 19 board members, only 4 were present, and 2 by video conference. And to top it all, one said,
I'm sorry, I'm driving. I'm going to listen, but I don't think I can intervene.
And Mr. Zama never showed up. They explained in detail what they expected from me. To make the association grow, to modernize the service portfolio, to create an ad hoc team for lobbying and advocacy campaigns based on the work of a strong research department. Writing concrete ideas, but I was stung by one question. How do we transform the office if the board is almost non-existent? I can't do this by myself, Ms. Komen Farid. The whole board must believe in the project and provide the tools and the support needed. Forgive the naive question, but what about the board?
I knew I'd brought the right person to the right place. Kevin is right. Mrs. Kome, 2 consecutive absences from the board meeting and the board member is out. If you want to revitalize these organizations, the board's member behavior must be exemplary. Kevin, prepare a proposal for tomorrow to amend the board statutes. We will approve it as soon as possible.
The gentleman was thrilled, and Ms. Kome believed in the organization and agreed with Farid. This change of statutes would probably not bring me much popularity, but it was the right thing to do. I left the boardroom and headed for the office. 4:15, the office was deserted. Everyone had already left. Is it public or private sector?
Business Association Lives is a podcast by Paolo Salvai and Francesca Gaglia. Produced by the International Training Center of the ILO.